everyone. This is Gordon W2TGG, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835. It's a 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, just across the border from Bergen County, and serving North New Jersey, Lower New York, and Southwestern Connecticut. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences and arts that underlie our wonderful hobby, and the service that we can provide with it. And of course, it's an opportunity to do for sale swap and wanted items and make those things known too. You can check in reflecting any one of those or any of those things, it doesn't matter. And we, in fact, encourage you to check in even if you don't have anything to contribute, because very often your mere presence is an indication of an opportunity to answer a question or even get an opinion, etc. So we hope that you will not sandbag and that you'll check in. This net also has a companion Yahoo group called ComTech Group, Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Uniform, Papa, all switched together, ComTech Group. And so hopefully you'll take advantage of that. If you can't seem to request membership in that closed group, then simply give me an email at whiskey2tango@awrl.net or at att.com. Either will solve that problem. So, with no further ado, let's see. Who's there? Station says call signs begin with the letter whiskey. Please call K2BAR. Indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
Whiskey out to Sierra Echo, Bob.
Bob again. Alrighty, any other whiskeys? Alrighty, how about that ever popular November? Okay, and how about Kilos?
K2BAR, K2OFC, Bob with, actually no comment at the moment.
Hey Bob, good to hear you. I think you're in North Arlington if I recall. Or Kearney, one or the other, I think it's North Arlington. Anyway, alright, any other kilos? Somebody was dropping out. You want to try it again? Yeah, all I'm getting is a fractional call sign. So one of the things you might need to do, and I have forgotten to mention this, I apologize. Please use a PL of 151.4. 151.4 if you're... if you're trying to access the repeater. Alright, any other kilos? Alright, let's try it again. How about alphas?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay. Any call sign, any format. Okay, Dave, I got you, KD2MOV. You're real noisy, but I got you. Alright. Any other stations for that tonight? Alrighty. how much traffic we're going to have tonight. That's going to be an interesting question. Let's just see what we got. I might have an email listing. We'll see how that goes. Yes, I have Bob's Robert's comment. So, okay, so here was Bob's question from observation from the other net. This is KD2JMV. I was surprised I made the repeater. I am on 22nd Street and Park Avenue South, third floor, with a discount on the. I guess he meant an antenna on an air conditioner. So that's pretty amazing. He's running an FT847 with full power. That's pretty impressive. And he would like to hear what charge controllers people have with their batteries and solar. He has two. He has the Buddy PowerMin for 10 amps and an off-grid home-use Morningstar 45 amp charger for more than one solar module. Okay, so there's a good question to start the net off. So I tend to buy the cheap $30-odd controller is good for, say, 10 or 20 amps, and I like to call that Chinese amps, and they're pretty reasonable, for steel lead acids and other, normal batteries, any kind of lead battery. And then for my BioNO powers, or maybe like the Buddy Pole, things like that, since they're lithium batteries, you do have to have a charge controller that's tailored to them. And so, for my Buddy, I have a Buddy Pole pack, an A123 pack from Buddy Pole, and I'm terrified to use it because of the way it's packaged. It's shrink-wrapped, and I had one that mechanically went bad. But having said that, I can say that I charge mine using one of my chargers. I have both an AC charger and a DC solar charger that BioNO power sells, and they work fine. I also have a BioNO power charge controller, and that works really, really well with my BioNO power battery, which is at this point a little 17 amp one, but so we have both a 10 amp A123 pack from Buddy Pole and a 17 ampere hour from our good friends in BioNO Power. I'll be real honest, for MCOM use, I really prefer the BioNO Power because you can buy them with a hard shell plastic and they're much more durable and and the like. So do keep that in mind. So any comments or questions about that? At least we had a question for the net. Hopefully Rob was able to hear that. But you go right online and at BioNO Power and you can see their charge controller. Substantially more expensive than the cheap Chinese ones. But they're very, very good. And I gotta say, carrying around a lithium battery is a pleasure compared to steel lead acids, which can be, or AGMs, which are a lot heavier. And also point out one other characteristic. You can if someone gives you a 20 ampere hour or lithium ion battery, that means you can take out just about 20 ampere hours, right? Just about, a little short maybe. Whereas if you have a 20 ampere hour, 18 ampere hour steel lead acid, you can only take it off maybe slightly more than 50% of the ampere hour rating. So for 3.5 times the weight, you can only have half the power. So you'd need a battery that's 7 times the weight, generally speaking, that's my rule of thumb. 7 times the weight if you're going from steel lead acid to, or from lithium ion to steel lead acid. So you'd be well to consider the cost and the weight and slightly higher battery voltage too of the lithium battery, which means that your radio won't drop off as rapidly when it dips below 12 volts. So, anybody have any comments on that? Okay. See, one other thing that I would suggest. If you can afford it, an MPPT controller is better to use than, let's say, Pulse Width PWM controller, because it will put more of the solar energy that comes off the panels into your battery. They have crafty ways of integrating the power and getting what you need onto the terminals and into the battery. So, but they do cost substantially more. That's another good thought as well, is you want an MPPT as opposed to a PWM controller, if your budget so allows. If I had a choice between a PWM controller, an MPPT controller, and a nicer lithium, ferrous oxide battery, I would go for the lithium battery in a heartbeat, and then revisit the question of the charge controller later. So that's where my head's at this point in my life. I don't want to be lugging heavy, ugly stuff around if I can help it. Comments? Okie dokie. Any further check-ins for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical event?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Alrighty. Well, a couple of other small things. I'd make a point of charging up everything you have, because it's going to be needed if you should lose power, and possibility of high winds and snow and ice, followed by more high winds, could bring down power lines, could send stuff airborne, etc. It could be a real mess. So do keep that in mind as we go through the evening and into tomorrow. Anybody else want to check into that at this time? All right, I want to thank Rob in New York for his question via email. I do appreciate that. I don't know where everybody went, but just a reminder, next week we will need a net control for this net, as well as for the Aries net at 8:30. So I will be watching the Devils fly tomorrow, next Thursday night, in the Purdue Center in Newark. So I want to thank everybody for attending the net tonight. Is probably our all-round shortest net ever. I think we had a longer net on a Christmas night once, or a New Year's night. It was a New Year's night, but still. Alrighty, 73 everybody, have a great night, and I return the repeater to normal amateur radio use, W2TTD.
W2TTD. KD2MOB, if you're still there. Enjoy the Devils game on Thursday. I think Grabner is an excellent pickup for the Devils, if you're listening in.
Hey, Dave. KD2MOB, W2TTT. Yes, your whole transmission came through that time. It's a beautiful thing. I've got it on silent. The second period just ended 1-1.
At 73s, I'll see you tomorrow. Looks like the Devils will make the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. So they got a good thing going right now. So hoping for the best. 82 MOB.
Alrighty. In any case, I will be watching the third period probably from downstairs. I think I'm going to call it an early night. I could use a little extra Z's. We've got a busy weekend and a really busy week next week, so thank you for calling that to my attention, but love the Devils. We went to the Eliash retirement game the other night, too. 7-3, KD2, MOB, WE2, TT2.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL 151.4.